It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mike Arnold in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, police departments around the state are focusing their policing efforts based on data being collected on crime or traffic accidents. We'll talk to a crime analyst from one county about how he's using data to help make the community a better place.
But first, this fall, Central Time regular Meg Kissinger of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is heading back to school. Meg is a longtime investigative journalist at the Journal Sentinel, focusing on health. Her work has been credited with sparking an overhaul of Milwaukee's mental health care system.
Now Meg is heading to DePaul University in Indiana to teach a class on advocacy journalism called Muckrakers and Fakers. In a world of ever-expanding and diversifying media, sometimes the lines between editorial and true advocacy journalism can be hard to distinguish, and she's trying to help students make sense of it all. Here to teach us the lessons she's learned is Meg Kissinger. Meg, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Meg, how exactly do you define advocacy journalism?
You know, advocacy journalism is the beyond just the events of who, what, when, where, why, and how. It's taking a position that something's broken and needs to be fixed. And that could be done in a number of ways, but, you know, the most commonly it's kind of flooding the zone with stories. So the kind of one story after another about the need for a reform of the system. So, you know, local examples recently would be cleaning up the Great Lakes, medical conflicts of interest in medicine, the failures of the mental health system, the need for welfare reform, et cetera.
So you said flooding the system with articles. Does that mean that the volume of the output is part of it?
So, yeah, I think it's not just a, you know, one-and-done kind of approach. It's when a news organization really makes a concerted effort over time to shine a sustained spotlight on a problem and, you know, really capture the public's interest. So it's, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. It takes a great commitment of time and resources.
And how would you distinguish it from, say, opinion pieces, editorials on one end, and maybe the other extreme, propaganda?
Right. Good question. And that is that's where things get really tricky. So, you know, I mean, an editorial, I think, would be revealed as that. It would be, you know, somebody's opinion, and you only present one side. You know, whereas advocacy journalism, you're starting at a point where, you know, I'll take an example that I've been involved in. So, you know, the need for better mental health care. Well, we don't need to write a story with each story on that. We don't need to reestablish the fact that the mental health care system is in trouble. You know, you lay out that case early on and then you proceed from there. And so, you know, you're taking a position in that the system is broken and needs to be fixed, but you are doing your diligence as a reporter in presenting stories in a fair and balanced and, above all, you know, an accurate portrayal.
So you use the words fair and balanced, which are words associated with the principle of objective journalism. And there are some involved in advocacy journalism who say there's no such thing as objective journalism. Where do you come down
right
on that?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's a fiction to say that reporters don't bring with them to a story some biases, because we're human beings, right? So we go out and see people with chronic severe mental illness living in abject poverty. You wouldn't be a human being if that didn't move you, if that didn't anger you and disgust you. So you're going to write that story with some passion. And that passion is, you know, fueled by the hope that's going to open people's eyes and incite change and change for the better. And so, but you can't write that story laying all the blame squarely. You know, you have to make sure that people are held accountable. And that's what good advocacy journalism does, is it identifies people who need to be held accountable and does that, you know, points out these are the public officials in charge of the system, But you have to give them the opportunity to defend themselves, first of all, and give them a voice in the story, too.
Now, you yourself have been involved in what you may call advocacy journalism. And you've written a lot about the Milwaukee mental health system, and this is something that's affected you personally. How do you see that as fitting into this context of advocacy journalism?
So that's, the point of view that I bring to the stories that I've written, is that people with mental illness deserve, it's not a very controversial position, but it's that, people with mental illness deserve the quality health care that somebody with any other disease would need. So, I'm shining a light on a population that doesn't get a lot of attention. And so I'm bringing with it the passion that we need to kick it into gear, and we need to focus, and we need to make a priority for better mental health care for folks.
We're talking with Meg Kissinger right now with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about advocacy journalism and its place and what it is and how it functions. And Meg, if you had to point to some examples besides your own of media outlets using advocacy journalism well, what would you point us to?
There's just a number of examples. So, immediately comes to mind things like the Washington Post several years ago reporting on the Walter Reed Medical Center and all the problems with the care there. The Boston Globe back in the day that did stories on the Catholic Church and the sex abuse scandal. Most recently, a small paper in South, I'm now forgetting the name, that wrote all about domestic violence, that won the Pulitzer Prize for public service. My own colleague, John Fauber, who writes about medical, the conflicts of interest in medicine, and people, doctors who are on these panels approving drugs for the FDA with financial interests. So, I throw into the equation John Stewart from The Daily Show, the late, great Daily Show. That was satire, but it was intended to stir the pot and to get people to incite people to see problems and agitate for change. Ditto for Stephen Colbert. Again, satire, but the history of advocacy journalism, is rife with clever ways to tell stories. So there's no law against having a sense of humor about it too.
And what about some bad examples, getting to the faker end of the spectrum? What are some examples of advocacy journalism that you don't think pass muster?
Well, I won't name a whole news network that claims to be fair and balanced, those who just only present, who are carrying the political banner for one particular political party, those who are paid by particular industries, whether it's the chemical industry or pharmaceutical industry, who write stories under the guise of being independent. And so you have to be careful of people's agendas and who are they, what is their motivation in writing the story.
Now, Meg, instead of wading into those waters about checking out people's agendas, some people might say, well, why not just stick with objective journalism? Don't get into the nest of advocacy journalism. Why do we need advocacy journalism at all?
Well, I think, we've got a society with a lot of imbalance right now. And, you've got the growing gulf between, the small percent of people with lots of money and advantage and privilege, and then the shrinking middle class but growing numbers of people in poverty. And you've got special interests in the political realm. And so, for my way of thinking, the need for advocacy journalists to be asking tough questions and teasing these out is all the more greater. So, you know, again, thin line between what's just good old-fashioned journalism and then the next step, investigative reporting, you know, really digging deep. And then advocacy journalism, I think, would just be taking it just one more step into really, again, making the case for change.
Meg, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
That was Meg Kissinger, investigative reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about what makes true advocacy journalism. She's teaching a class this fall at DePaul University called Muckrakers and Fakers.